Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin, and our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the Word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
So I was able to get there on a reasonable time. They were merciful to me. And then I had to go meet a mentor of mine in Renton. So I didn't get much time to stop and be like, so. But it kind of goes to my message today. I had this message for about a good 5 months. God's been on me about this message, and it was, he started with, well, actually, I'll just give you the verse, and Mike, you can help me a little bit. It's Luke 5, verse 36 through 38. And it says, don't worry about it. And it says, then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also, the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wineskins into old wineskins. Or else, the new wineskins will burst and the wineskins will be spilled and the wineskins will be ruined. But the new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one having drunk old wine immediately desires the new, for he says the old is better. Mike kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, and I'm going to touch on it a little bit more. He's like, the worship, he said, it's coming around. And what happens is when you hear somebody say something's coming around, they usually, the first thing they're like, okay, I'm ready to receive it. But then God had to give me a question. He was like, are you ready to receive it? See, just like when we played sports, before we could play at a certain level, we had to condition ourselves for the level that we were at. And you know, as you guys know, my career is in acting, and I have goals and aspirations high. And one time God, you know, and God's always been dealing with me, and God always deals with your soul prospering as well as you prospering. And so what he always does is, as he's preparing you, he prepares your character, your thing for, you know, preparing your wisdom to match whatever it is that you're praying for. If it's praying for, you know, better finances, then he has to condition you to prepare for that. Basically, you need the wisdom for it, because the one thing he asked me was, if I was to give you what you asked for right now, would you really be ready for it? And see, a lot of times people ask according to the gratification of their own, the immediate gratification. But what makes a difference between something that is loved and something that is lusted after is the patience that you have for it, usually. It usually takes a little while. You have to kind of develop a character to match it, because that's the weeding process. You know, you'd be like, okay, God says, do not be surprised when you go through various trials, because when you go through various trials, it's the testing of your patience. So it's building up your muscles for it. And so when you finally have it, like the Bible says, once he's, you know, after you suffer a while, he will establish you. So the thing about the old wineskins, we as believers, we have to learn how to evolve. We have to always be in that continual state of evolving, of growth. You know, God prunes and he picks out. And then so he's like, because if you don't, then when he's trying to give you that abundance, he's like, that weight's going to be too much. You know, I'm learning that wisdom has to be lined up with whatever it is I'm asking for. And so it's like, I want to stay in this naturally. Our natural tendency is to want to stay in this place of just, want to just be just, it's cool. I just don't want to be in, you know, I don't want to be in the spotlight. I don't really want to be this one. I don't really want to talk to people. I really don't want to do that. But the spirit of the man quickens you so much that you're like, I got to talk to this person. I got to do this. And it's like, you can't have that old wineskin. So what's happening now, like in a lot of our lives right now, whether it's in our ministry, whether it's in our personal lives, is that that season of what you were doing, the reason why it was kind of frustrating for maybe for some of us is because that season reached its capacity. It's no longer, you can't, it may not be that you have to do something different. You may have to just do that at a different level. Like it wasn't that you weren't patient. It's just now you have to find a new level of patience. You know, I think like a lot of people, and you guys could probably maybe attest to it because I'm the only single guy here, but you guys are all married and stuff. So, but I observe because I'm a human being and I know relationships because friendships, whether it's that, you have to become a lot of the biggest issues I've seen some of my friends go through and stuff and people that I've known is that they couldn't transition between being a single person and going into a married life. I mean, and many of you could bear witness to the fact that you have to change your mindset from where you were when you were single and into this marriage. It's just you can't go in there with a single mindset. So a lot of us, you know, and you guys can attest to it, that the trial sometimes in some years were just breaking out of the mindset of just being this single to caring about somebody else other than yourself or loving and without the gratification of in anything in return. Which is very hard for a lot of us. So what I've been observing in a lot of times in a lot of years now, there was a time, and there's a lot of the in the church, in the body, where many people have been doing great deeds, they've been doing selfless deeds, and they got a bit weary. They got a bit weary, and they were basically got weary, and now when they went through the trial, it made them a lot colder. So they're like, man, I'm not going to be messing with no friends anymore because, man, every time I try to do something, somebody breaks my heart and does something like this, so I'm not going to mess with it. And I was, my mindset, and immediately when it happened, I was like, well, if you don't become a light, then who is going to be a light? It's just going to, if somebody doesn't take the high ground, eventually the cycle just is going to continue of darkness. So just bitterness over bitterness and bitterness. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other night, and I was like, well, I asked them, well, if I didn't call you, would you have ever called me? They were like, no. I was like, well, then we would have missed out on a good friendship, wouldn't we? We would have missed out on a great relationship if that would have been the case. Because we would have both been turning our backs this way. I'd have been this way. You'd have been this way. Well, I'm not going to call you. No, well, you're not going to call me. Well, then if you ain't going to call me, I ain't going to call you. Then I'm going to wait until you call me. Somebody at some point has to break out of that form of mindset and basically encounter the person. And we are called to be that generation to do that. And so wineskins, this old wineskins, is this key part that he says at the last part. He says, and no one drinking the old wine immediately desires the new. And, you know, we are be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We say the old one's better, but we say the old one's better. The old way is comfortable, the comfortable way, you know. And I've been learning now that even though I have desires and a love to do whatever is gifted to me, I had to break out of some old habits and still breaking out of old habits. A lot of people think, you know, being a musician is a very easy thing. But what a lot of people don't know is that, well, some people rest on their laurels of being talented. But at some point, the talent is not enough. Sometimes the talent has to meet skill. So you got to learn to have a habit of practice. So in order to have a habit of practice, I had to break some habits. Like I had to clean my room because if I don't clean my room, I'll have stuff on the thing. By the time I get ready to try to play, I will not want to practice. So it was like, it wasn't so much the practice as it was a lifestyle change that has to begin to occur. And what I'm beginning to understand is that as we move forward, that as collective body and a collective church, we're learning, we're preparing, as Michael was even saying during prayer, is that we're preparing for what's coming. We're preparing our minds. We're preparing for, we don't know what we're going to encounter, you know, coming forward. A lot of people, a lot of problems. A lot of people got this. A lot of people got that. We're learning how to delegate and, you know, seek the atmosphere and break the atmospheres that come through. And I'm like, I'm the same way. I'm like, though I'm an actor, I'm also a believer, so I have to learn how to do the ins and outs of the world. I have to be able to move in and move out. I have to learn when to back off and when to move forward. I have to learn how to do, read a script and be like, is this a real good script I need to be doing? Or, you know, learn how to say no and walk away. And so it was like the same thing. So we're all in that place of, at this stage of rebuilding those muscles. And that's probably where maybe during that, towards that end of the year, 2017, you're probably feeling that frustration, like, man, why aren't things working? It's like, is this working? It's just, you have to, we have to recondition you for the next stage. And that's the life of a believer. You go from faith to faith, to glory to glory, each step, peaks and valleys. You go from this, you go from being a master at this to being a student again and learning from again and learning at a new level. You know, it's just that, that's the humbleness of it. And if we get, and the thing, the main thing, the main enemy that tries to get us is pride. And I've been learning that now, because you can attain, especially when you attain a lot of knowledge, and you know the scripture when it says the knowledge puffs up but love edifies, it's that knowledge that can get us just so, oh, nobody can tell you anything. It's like, oh, I have to like really have to step back. And I was like, whoa, I was like, man. So now I'm learning how to be a student again. And Jim being like, okay, listen, be slow to speak, swift to hear, because there's so much that I need to know. And that pride can turn you into a deaf ear. And so it's like relearning that. Not that you haven't known it your whole time, you know. We're good at the I know. But a lot of the scripture is not telling us I know. It's just telling you to emphasize. You know how many times we played sports? When we played sports, many times, how many times we say, watch the pass. When we're playing defense, it's like a thousand times. It's not because you don't know. It's just, it's a vigilant emphasis of a watchful person. And he's getting us as we mature and to be more of that perfect man in Christ. It was just like, I was thinking about something, and the other day I was thinking about, God gave me this insight. He always gives me, the Spirit talks to where you're at, the place you're at. So I'm really into sports or music or something that you're in. You know, if you was into something else, He gives you what's your related, what can relate to you. And he was like, he said, have you ever really looked at how Marshawn Lynch runs? I miss him. I miss him playing for the Seahawks. I really do. We need a running back. We got a lot of things going on with the Seahawks. But he said, do you ever remember how he ran? He said it was basically like basic fundamentals. The basic fundamentals of what he learned when he was a kid. It's not that you deviate from the foundation. But he gave me, every thought he gave me was based on something spiritual. He said, first thing he does, he stays low. It's like, stay humble. He said, you notice that he keeps his ball carrying vision is amazing. Most people that run, that are undisciplined, they run with tunnel vision like this. But he can be able to see the whole field. He said, you got to be able to be open-minded. My ways and thoughts are not your thoughts. And so you got to be able to just evaluate better.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
And then he said, okay, did you notice he has his low hand? He stays low, he keeps a good vision, and he picks up his feet. He said he's ready. He keeps his feet, what they say in sports, keeps his feet under him. He doesn't let his feet get flat-footed like so many people do. So he says, stay low, keep a good vision, and keep your feet moving. And then when he gets against opposition, he presses. Meaning he makes contact, he keeps his feet pumping. And we were taught that from a young age to keep our feet pumping. I press towards the mark of the high calling. That means I still run, you know. And then he was like, the last person part, he was like, he knows where he's going. Remember the vision and the purpose that God has called you to be. That gets lost a lot of times through trials. We forget the vision gets lost. Or when you get in an argument, you forget the vision gets lost. Or when people try to talk to you, the vision gets lost. And so you get out of control because the vision gets lost. So many times athletes do that in games. They lose discipline because the whole vision gets lost. So it's all these things, but it all comes back to just the new, putting on the new wineskin. It's not that anything that you're supposed to do, any alterations in the sense that, well, you know your personal heart and where God is trying to deal with your personal life or whatever he's trying to do in your ministry. But sometimes it's not something that needs to change. It just has to get picked up to a higher level. Now you're like, I got to go to a higher level in my giving. I got to go to a higher level in my faith. I have to let go. I was telling them testimony last week about learning how I had to learn how to let go and just say, okay, God, I'm just going to sacrifice. I had a financial issue last week. And I was like, and I had, I think like 2 weeks ago, I had about maybe $80 in my pocket. And I was like, I'm going to try something. I'm going to give it all. I'm just going to give it all just to see. And, you know, naturally, I did it in rebellion against myself, you know, because that's what you got to sometimes do, because your body's saying, you know, sometimes when fear kind of comes on, you'd be like, let me just do it, dare myself to do it. You know, sometimes you're in faith, you have to dare yourself. So it's something I'm trying to get used to doing, you know, and at a much higher level, because I know that whatever you're asking for, you're going to have to deposit that much. You know, it's not like a sale thing, but it's just, it may not be money, but it may just be, you know, getting, you know, a little more courage or something, whatever it is. You know, you have to, before you can make a withdrawal, you have to make a deposit. So every time in worship, you're giving a deposit. Like today, I'm like, oh man, I don't feel like it. Put that deposit in. You know, put that deposit of praise in and bring it to another level. You know, it's like, maybe I haven't done something. This is something I haven't done before. Let me try God out. And so what happened was, the next week, I was, as the weeks got closer, I barely had anything in my account. I was like, maybe had $3, maybe. So, like, it came close. I was like, my phone's about to get turned off. I was like, yeah, my phone's about to get turned off. I was like, I'm going to keep my composure. And the thing is, people think about faith is that it's not that you're not going to have these feelings a certain, you know, for a certain way. It's just don't waver when the feeling comes on you. Like, I get the pressure. The pressure sometimes waves. You're like, I don't know when it's going to happen. So the phone got turned off about a day later. It only lasted about 24 hours because things just started turning around the middle of the week, you know, unhelped out. And then suddenly a check came in the mail. And then soon after that, I had a gig that happened. That was when the gig, I just went and had to shave my face. So I had no problem shaving my face. But then the job came. And then another gig happened. And so then now I've been introduced to certain people that are like challenging me to go to a higher place than what I need to go. So it was like, some people think, oh, well, that's not a big, well, it's a big thing because I know the little as much is in God's hands, and I know that's just a starting point. And he told me to write everything down. He said, write down where you're at right now. And he said, don't write it in a sense of present tense. He said, write it like in future tense. Write down what the Lord has done for you instead of what he's going, and he said, what he's done, because it's already done. Right now, you're just walking the path. That's all it is. A lot of people think like the righteous steps are ordained by God. The righteous, as long as you're on the right path, he'll just constantly just get you guided there. Whatever it is that you've asked for is already there. is now the question is, are you willing to walk it? Because what's happening is a lot of people are forfeiting. They're forfeiting their blessing. This is the thing that's happened. And if you want to go from a whole standpoint of why people are going to hell, and I think the perspective is people don't know what they're really saying. And basically what they're doing is forfeiting it. It's heaven's theirs. Eternal life starts now. Here, what's happening is they're forfeiting because maybe things got hard. They're forfeiting. So when you ask for God something, know that there's something that is required, and it's your willingness to go grab it. Now, that may have little things, side things that try to sidetrack you, or he'll pitch you through a process. If you're willing to go through the process gives testimony that you wanted it. And if you didn't, and what you see in a lot of times, and many of you have seen this, people will be excited. Say, like, somebody wanted to learn how to play music. Oh, I want to learn how to play music. All right, start with the scales. Man, I didn't think it was all that, man. I mean, that's where you start. Nah, man, T, ain't for me, man. Ain't for me, man. You didn't want to play. You didn't want to play. So it gives testimony. And many people do this. Like, you know, and you may have this at your job or something, especially like a lot of you guys walk, you know, don't really work in like a retail. You work that, you know, like pastor, you're a lawyer, Mike's a mechanic, and you get a lot of people, oh man, I got the, yeah, but, and they start doing that little jive, that little, yeah, but, you know, and the, you know, the what up, man, and the, yeah, the, you know, what up, and this, and, you know, but, and you'd be sitting there like, okay, yeah, you don't really want this, dude. Nah, man. All right, man. Okay, and so that's what's happening. That is what's happening to a lot of people. They're praying, and what the Bible says, praying amiss. What you've asked for is required that you shed off certain old things. And that's just in, not just in your relationship. That life and the Bible are one and the same. Your practical life should align just as much as your soul. He said, like I said, he wishes that you prosper as much as your soul prospers. So if you're committed, there's nothing that he withholds. If he said he doesn't withhold anything, like I never could understand why people say, I'm not ready. Well, you said that. Nobody, there's nothing in there that says that. He says, basically, he says, I will not withhold anything. Now, you can either take it to the bank or it's not really what you want. And I have to deal with that straight up attitude. He's like, if you want to really be an actor, you're going to have to go through something, man. He said, to be great, you're going to have to be humble greatly. That's the part. Humbled, to want to be great, you have to be humbled greatly. And it's free. And people don't understand, it's freedom. I mean, I'm not really caring. Like, people be like, oh, yeah, I stay in my dad's house. Yeah. It's what it is. It's the process. You find joy in your process. And that's where a lot of the body's starting to lose it, and I'm like telling them, man, you have to put new wine because that season's over. Rather it's for a day or a week or a year, whatever it was, it's something shifted, and now you have to catch up to the next shift. And I'm right now like, I'm like, okay, I'm now like, I got to change to the next shift. So today was like a first like introduction to it, because it was like, there's a little more responsibility. Much too much is given, much is required. So since that's the case, I have to learn how to, you know, and, you know, the whole day, God was like, and the whole week, matter of fact, these last 2 weeks have been just busy. It's been busy beyond me, you know, because I'd be like, man, this is a little too much. He's like, you can handle it. And I could hear that in my head. You can handle it. You can handle it. I was like, man, I got to find out a new schedule, man. I'm like, you can handle it. And that's the thing. You can handle it. You putting on new wineskins, shedding that. New wineskins, he says it in many different ways. He says he prunes so you can build more fruit. He's pitting that. That's what he's saying. That's what he, so when Mike's saying you're ready, when Mike was talking about, he's like, it's almost like God has the language in the Bible has a sense of both grasping it and both inspiring too. like you have salvation, but yet you're being transformed. Even though you're being transformed too. So like holiness is not just something you have, it's also something to aspire to. So it's always because it's a, because God is a transcending God. So you're always going higher. That's why sometimes in your imagination, some of you guys can think in your imagination, it's like, can I go higher? Can I go a little bit higher? Can I go a little bit higher? Can you have that push? Sometimes you love it, sometimes you don't. And it's like that drive, because there's a difference between having a desire and having a drive. And it's that driving force. I mean, he's not a force, but he can be a very motivational, pushing coach. And so that was my message today. You know, I wanted to share that. And it was something that I believe that we have to continue not only to pray for what we want, but pray for the process. Pray that you enjoy the process. Pray that you don't let it get you so distracted on that. Pray to say to strengthen the bones. Pray for the wisdom, and pray for the mind to be able to prepare for what it is. Because there's going to be a lot of people coming, and they're going to have different. They even though they're saved, and some may not be. They're just going to come with their different views, and you have to have a patience for it. Patients are going to come with their problems, and they're going to come with that. And we have to begin that. Now we know the objective to go higher. Like when people come in, it breaks that atmosphere, whatever that thought process, you know, that the Spirit of God's presence comes in to the point that it has to break and it lifts that whatever they came in with. And even with us, you know, we come in the same. We don't leave the same way we came in. We begin to grow in that. And it's almost like, you know, growing more love. If love is what you've been at doing, then do it some more. If encouraging is you've been doing, then you got to learn to condition to encourage some more. Like today, I was almost late for my audition. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to trip. I mean, I was like, I'm not going to trip. Like, I'm not going to get, like, it's got to be a struggle for me to be, you know, I was just like, if they say I can't come and they say I was too late, I just go on my business and just go back where I was going and just be done. And it turned out to be fine, you know. But it was just not only, it wasn't the result as it was my mindset for it. And I was like, you know what? Because the flesh is like the world and the flesh is like a gravitational pull. It tries to pull you back into that old mindset. It was like, yeah, I've been feeling that lately. I was like, no. He said, if I pull in it, and it goes back to what I was saying. If I go back into that mindset, then we're back at square one, and the world's back into that vicious cycle of selfishness and cold-heartedness, and it's like, that's not who we are. That's not who I am. So that's what I'm saying. We're being conditioned and enjoy the process of the new wine and the new wineskins.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.